This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has instructed the Rules Committee to be prepared to move forward on a motion to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump if the Republican does not resign after deadly pro-Trump riots at the Capitol. Pelosi said in a statement on her meeting with the Democratic caucus that it's the hope of members that the president will immediately resign. Pelosi also said she had consulted with Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley about preventing President Trump from starting military action, even up to a nuclear war, before he leaves office on January 20th. President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of any plans to impeach President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend, the first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. economy shed jobs in December, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports employers cut 140,000 positions in December. It's the first monthly job loss since April, when the coronavirus pandemic erupted. However, the unemployment rate for December remained unchanged at 6.7%, as did the number of unemployed at 10.7 million people. The report shows job losses in leisure and hospitality and in private education, but says they were partially offset by gains in professional and business services, retail trade, and construction. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Friday said there was a clear problem that low- and middle-income countries had not yet received COVID-19 vaccines. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said during a news conference that rich countries have the majority of the supply.
So there is a clear problem that low- and most middle-income countries are not receiving the vaccine yet.
He urged countries and manufacturers to stop making bilateral deals at the expense of the UN's COVAX vaccine-sharing facility. Tedros also warned that people must comply with restrictions and social distancing rules to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The WHO head said that none of us is exceptional, and the more people can break the chain of transmission, the more the world can avoid more illness and death. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has declared a major incident as the rapid spread of a new coronavirus variant threatens to overwhelm the capital's hospitals. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
With cases now exceeding 1,000 per 100,000 people, even other emergency services are under strain, with, for example, firefighters now driving ambulances. Khan says the city is at a crisis point. A major incident is defined as being beyond the scope of business as usual operations, and as one which is likely to risk life and welfare.
We're at risk of the NHS hospitals running out of beds over the course of the next couple of weeks if the virus continues to spread and people continue to be hospitalised.
The mayor adds, if we do not take immediate action now, our NHS could be overwhelmed and more people will die. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Iran's supreme leader has banned its government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Iran's supreme leader banned the government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain on Friday. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei labelled the Western powers as untrustworthy and raised the possibility they were seeking to spread the infection to other countries. He added, however, that Iran, the Middle East's hardest hit country, could obtain vaccines from other reliable places. Iran launched human trials of its first domestic COVID-19 vaccine candidate late last month, saying it could help the country defeat the pandemic despite U.S. sanctions that affect its ability to import vaccines.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.